October 7th, 2016. This is The Morning Mix. Christy, here we are.
We are. We're jam-packed.
Yeah, it's Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway on this beautiful Friday morning.
Yet another beautiful day.
I know.
More to come.
How you been?
Awesome. How was your trip to Kentucky?
Really good. Yeah, a buddy of mine's daughter got married, and he has this extraordinary farm out outside of Lexington in Versailles, Kentucky, and it was just beautiful.
Is Versailles really supposed to be Versailles, but they're in Kentucky and they pronounce it funny?
Everybody pronounces it Versailles, and
okay.
It's spelled exactly like Versailles.
It's a Kentuckyism.
It's a Kentuckyism, yeah.
So
no,
I know that
it.
You listened to the podcast, or you listened live to the show last week when Jude and I
I didn't get a chance
co-hosted.
To.
Well, because we talked about what kind of a big hat we thought you would be wearing at that Kentucky event.
Is that so?
Yeah. I could just picture. I thought it was really wide-brimmed, maybe a little bow on the side.
Yeah.
What did you wear?
You know, I didn't wear a Kentucky hat, and I don't drink mint juleps. I just don't like mint juleps. I love alcohol.
Was
you know
there some
that.
Bourbon?
Oh, there was bourbon, yeah.
Perfect.
Matter of fact, when I checked into the hotel, they had a bourbon station set up, and they had these people with all these 10- and 15-year-old bourbons. And so, you know, it's
kind of
how'd
you get past the lobby?
Kind of a civilized way to check in.
Do you think that's there all the time, or that was part of the wedding?
I think it was part of the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch.
It
I like
is.
It.
It is, yeah. What's it look like for the leaf peepers and everybody else this weekend?
It honestly looks beautiful. It's a little crisp, but it's going to be sunny and clear every day and night, even through Monday. And the temperatures are highs 59 today, 66 tomorrow, 68 on Sunday, and actually all the way up to 70 again on Monday, which is Columbus Day. I forgot. It's one of those holidays you forget that maybe you could celebrate somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is the liquor store closed? That's always the important.
I think it
note.
Is. I think it's a national holiday. I would, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So KPCW always likes to let us know those things. It's important.
It's really cool being on top of the liquor store, isn't it?
Not when it's closed at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I was doing Randy's show on Monday, and this guy walks out the liquor store with a T-shirt and shorts with his bag of goods, and it was snowing so hard.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And then 5 minutes later, this woman walks out with, she looks like she was ready to take on Everest. I mean, she had everything on. But, it's kind of nutty this time of the year. We've
sure
gotten
is.
Some interesting weather.
Yeah, but definitely leaf peeping, I think, is still going on.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, sort of. It's drying off, isn't it?
Hey, I also want to mention my sister Cindy is here visiting from Boston.
Yay, Cindy!
So she's here on the program with us this morning. And this is what we're going to do. Our first up musical guest, of course, is Doyle's Hooligans. Greg Doyle, Mary Finch, Mike Bennett, Michael Giordano, and Bob Smith. A couple of fiddles, a whistle, a guitar, and a bow run. And Bob, you are a member, I believe, from Grapegrass, so it's great to have you back. And folks, nice to have you here for
Thanks,
the first
JW.
Time.
Happy
Then we have weekend events down at the bottom of the hour. We'll tell you everything that's cooking here in Park City for the weekend. Our 9:30 guest, Follies Rewind, the creative team, will be here to tell us all about that. That's coming up. And then Bonita Hutchinson will be here. She's the executive director of One Revolution Foundation, the Chris Waddell Foundation. He, of course, is the 13-time Paralympic medalist and founder of One Revolution. And we're going to be talking about a pretty cool Halloween party over at OP Rockwell's on October 15th. And then if there's time at the top of the hour, stuff and junk. So we've got a lot to do. We should get this thing going.
Let's get it going.
Okay, you're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix. We're going to Underwriters. Stay with us when we return. Doyle's Hooligans.
Federal, state, and local taxes will be dramatically impacted as a result of the 2016 election. HCVT is pleased to sponsor KPCW's newest program, Utah Politics Now, to keep you informed about the candidates and issues. More business and personal tax information can be found at hcvt.com.
Explore the place where Olympic dreams came true in 2002. Utah Olympic Park is open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stroll through the free Alf Ingin Ski Museum and Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum, or take a guided tour and learn the inner workings and remarkable stories of this amazing Olympic venue.
Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
KPCW and the Park Record present the 2016 Candidate Forum Monday, October 17th at the Park City Marriott. Come hear from the candidates who are running for the Utah House of Representatives, along with candidates for Summit County Council and Park City School Board. There will also be short presentations about the ballot measures for open space and transportation. Happy Hour starts at 6. The questions start at 7, with plenty of time for you to ask your own. Join us for a fun and informative evening. If you can't be there, tune in to KPCW for the live broadcast.
Forum sponsored by Tesh Law, real estate, construction, and HOA law since 1989. TeshLaw.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. It's October 7th. It's Christy Dillaway with co-host JW. And we are joined in the studio now. We're a full house. We're joined by Doyle's Hooligans. We're so excited to have some pretty cool Irish music about to happen. I know J-Dub has his skirt on for his jig. I know it's radio. You wouldn't know that, so I have to tell you. We are joined by Greg Doyle and Mary Finch, both on fiddle, Mike Bennett on the whistle, Michael Giordano on guitar, and Bob Smith on the boron, which is that super cool Irish drum that we like. It looks like a big hubcap with your hand inside, maybe? I should have come up with a better metaphor. So you guys are located mostly down in Salt Lake, right? Bob, we know you from Grapegrass. You've been on air with us a few times.
Yeah, we're pretty much here from Salt Lake City. Yeah, now, the one Irishman in the band is Greg Doyle. So we actually have a Doyle in the band, and we're all hooligans, and we play Irish music. It is fun, traditional style.
They do look like a band of hooligans. What do you think, J-Dub?
Yeah, and you're from Shannon, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
About 20-something years ago.
I was in Ireland last year with a bunch of guys. We went on a golf trip, and we were in Shannon, and we were going to a Gaelic football match that was on TV at a pub. And I'll just never forget it. There's a whole bunch of us trying to get into this pub, and there are these three girls in front of me, and the doorman is checking their IDs. So I didn't know. I thought that everybody's ID is checked, even if they're 100 years old. I didn't know, because some states are like that here in this country. So he finishes up with them, and I go up to him, and I said, do you want to see my ID? And he looks at me and he says, laddie, I'm a doorman, not an archaeologist. And that was the end of that. I felt pretty bad, but then I went inside, had a pint of Guinness, and I felt better.
Yeah, I hope these guys can. I hope we can play this morning. We don't have any Guinness. The liquor store is closed at this time of day.
So. Yeah. Bob, before we talk about the band, how's Grapegrass doing? Because Amanda and yourself and a few other people.
A couple of Grapegrass members went out of town for a while. Amanda, in particular, went to a festival back. East somewhere.
Kansas. Yeah.
Kansas, I believe. And now everyone's back. We're starting to rehearse again. We got some gigs coming up in the winter. So.
Yeah. And Mary Finch, how do you put up with all these guys?
It's a lot of fun.
Are they okay? Do they treat you okay?
Oh, sure.
All right. Hey, you want to play some music for us?
We do.
Okay. What's your first song, Bob?
It's called Grañas, and it's going to be the first tune of three, and we'll just get it started here.
Live on the Morning Mix, it is Doyle's Hooligans. Hooligans. Thank you.
Well, I'm curious about Mike Bennett over there in the corner. So scoot towards a Mike because I want to
Mike, come on
something.
Over here.
Okay, okay.
So he's got that little tin whistle. Is that a tin whistle?
Yes, and that was another whistle that just fell behind us.
Oh,
if you heard
okay.
the noise.
So when I was in fifth grade, we got to pick what instrument to play, and I thought the French horn was the coolest looking thing ever. So
oh,
I picked
are.
The French horn,
yeah.
which is oh. huge and weighs a lot and is really hard to like get on the school bus. And that whistle is, how long is that?
This is about a foot.
And you could just stick it in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they make them out of plastic, and so you can take them apart and put them in your pocket and carry them on board on a plane and then really
okay.
annoy
when
people.
When I do it all over again, I'm going to pick something like that.
Yeah.
And the history or the tradition of Irish music is like pub gatherings and people
right.
just pick something up
exactly.
and, or bring their own instruments. So you'd walk into a pub with that in your pocket maybe. And,
right. Absolutely.
I love it.
And
love
it's
it.
Cheaper too. So you can buy 10 whistles for $10.
When so. I was young, my dad had this, I guess it was a limerick. Once I had a wooden whistle, but it wouldn't whistle. Then I got a tin. No, there was, then I got a steel whistle, and I steel couldn't whistle. And then I got a tin whistle, and now I tin whistle. Who
nice.
Knew that would
oh,
ever come
cute.
Up again?
Who knew a clean limerick would ever come out of your mouth? Unbelievable.
This doesn't sound like your show anymore.
It doesn't sound like
my
show.
I am still
show.
Blushing,
God,
though.
You're absolutely right, Bob. I have no idea where that came from. God, that was
me either.
Clean.
That came from deep.
And now I tin whistle. Okay.
Well, she had a very innocent childhood, it looks like.
Yeah.
Something happened along the way.
God. Boy, I'm going to mix a drink. Why don't you guys make another play another song for us? What are you going to play, Bob?
All right, that's cool. We're going to play another set of tunes. Which two are we're going to do the reels? Okay. These are a couple of reels. One of them is called Love at the Ending, and the other one is Shamrock Hill.
Mary, see if you can get these guys in line. This is the morning mix, and live is Doyle's Hooligans.
Thank you.
right. All right. And if you are just joining us on the Morning Mix, this is Doyle's Hooligans. We've got Greg Doyle on fiddle, Mary Finch on fiddle, Mike Bennett on whistles, Bob Smith on bowron, and a real Irish name here, Michael Giordano on guitar. Michael, pick up that mic for a second right there. Michael, where are you from?
From New York.
Where in New York?
Brooklyn.
Ah, good, good. And do you live in Salt Lake City or Park City now?
I live in Salt Lake City right now.
Okay, all right. And how long have you been with this band of gypsies?
I've been with Doyle's Hooligans for I've been with the gypsies for about 6 months now. A couple months. Who knows?
All right. Very good. Do you guys have any dates that you're playing out?
Actually, we are pretty much a session combo here. We play a lot around town, just in regular traditional Irish sessions. One of them being every other Tuesday, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at the Republican downtown Salt Lake City. And then Doyle here, he hosts a session every week, every Thursday, out in West Jordan. And then we play another regular session is at a coffee shop called Sugar House Coffee, and that's like the second Sunday of every month. And then every once in a while, someone will just throw together a session, and we'll play. We actually, the Irish community plays quite a bit together, and it's like there's quite a large group of people. There's quite a community in Ogden that plays. There's a pretty good community down in Orem or Provo area also. And, you know, there's a lot of Irish people around, and they like to play music, and they get together quite a bit.
What if I'm Irish and I want to throw a party and have a band?
Well, you call us, of course.
Okay, yeah. All right. And how would I do that?
You would do that. Well, that's a good question because we don't really have a Facebook page or a website.
So hard to put one together.
we actually...
Write that down. Put that on your list, a Facebook page for the contact. Okay.
I'm curious, do you ever have need for someone to get up on stage with clean limericks?
Right. Does that feature?
You know, we don't do many limericks because we play mostly tunes, not songs. Tunes being instrumental, songs being vocal. And we're almost exclusively a tune organization.
Limerick free.
I was going to say the woman on your right has, and now I can play the tin thistle.
I have one clean limerick. That should put me on stage.
I know that the Irish have an interesting way of saying things, but that really sends it to a different level there, for sure.
That probably came out of it.
We could find a place for you if you find some other limerick stuff.
Oh, all good. Right. Good to hear. Mike,
I do spend my summers on Nantucket.
Ooh. Oh. All right. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've just entered my house. All right. So can you play a third song for us?
Yes.
What would you like to play, Bob and Mike? And
yeah, we're going to play another set of jigs here. Let's see. Last train to Loughrea and across the Black River. Yeah.
Live in the Morning Mix, Doyle's Hooligans, live music. This is our 107th show with live music. Here we go. Thank you.
That was Doyle's Hooligans live in studio at the Morning Mix. This is Christy Dillaway with JW. We're going to – do you want to do weekend events right now or you want to do an underwriter?
Oh, I think we'll go to some music first
okay.
and then we'll come back and give these guys a chance to leave. But thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'd like to say hi to Ross. He's one of our other members of the band, actually, but he's out of town and couldn't make it today.
How would we have fit him in here?
Yeah, he said he's going to be out of town, and I'm thinking, oh, thank God.
Okay, there you go. We don't have another chair. We're packed in. Well,
thank you guys so much for joining us.
And please
come back. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. This is If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. It's Sting. Sting was on the show 3 weeks ago, so if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, feel free, kpcw.org. We shall return with Weekend Events and Follies Rewind after this. JW here with Christy on this beautiful Friday morning, October 7th, 2016. We're going to cue weekend events music.
I love it when you cue.
Oh, we love to cue.
I'm cueing you right now.
Oh. Hey, Christy, why don't you start since I don't even know where my glasses are. Oh, they're right here.
No, they're not.
They're not. Okay, they're right
here. Okay, well, so I'll give you a chance. Park City Film Series presents Ruin and Rose, your yearly epic ski movie to get you psyched for the upcoming ski season. The film plays at the Jim Sandy Auditorium Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6. And this is a special screening likely to sell out, so get your tickets ahead of time. You can go online to parkcityfilmseries.com. They don't accept any passes for this film. $15.
And then Nocturna will be screened in Spanish on Saturday at 4 p.m. It's an additional film screening. This is part of the Dual Language Immersion Film Program in partnership with Park City Library and Summit County Libraries. Free admission for this one.
Egyptian Theater is hosting the final weekend of Odyssey Dance Theater's Thriller. You can get in the mood for Halloween with this funny, thrilling, and often dark-themed dance performance. Final shows are this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6. Get tickets at parkcityshows.com.
A little unnerving when you're standing at the urinal and this ghoul puts their hand on your shoulder, and it's just, you know, it's just different.
That was Randy. The zombies don't go in the bathrooms, do they?
All right. Sorry, Randy. All right. And then we have the Park City Beethoven Festival. Two concerts this weekend, both at the Park City Community Church. Friday night at 8, Sunday at 3. Tickets $15 and $22. You can go online at pcmusicfestival.com, or you can buy your tickets at the door.
Live music in the clubs around town this weekend. We've got Mr. Sister, one of our favorites, at Silver Star Cafe tonight at 7. Please Be Human is at the Cabin tonight at 9. Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are at the Spur at 9:30 tonight as well. And the Parlor Hounds are at the Spur tomorrow night.
And Friends of Park City Library host their annual author luncheon at Silver Lake Lodge on Monday at 11 a.m. The featured speaker is Salt Lake City author Lily Yuriko Naki Harvey. $36.
She had a lot of last names.
She has a lot of last names, yeah.
And Egyptian Theater celebrating their 35th anniversary as a performing arts presenting organization. And let's see. Oh, that's next. Yeah, on Monday is Firefall, special Monday night show. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, they have Follies Rewind. And we are about to talk to the Follies Rewind creative team, Park City Follies Creative.
And I just have one more really quickly before we bring them on, and that's that the Park City Miners are 4-3, and they are hosting the Ridgeline Riverhawks this Friday at Dozier Field. If you can't make it to the game, join Pete and Ed for all the play-by-play action with kickoff at 7 p.m. That's right here on KPCW. Go Miners! So excited about that and want to continue to see that season progress. We're going to kill this music. We are back here with the Follies Rewind. We have creative team writers Tom Clyde, Paul Tan, Rick Klein. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I love your mic. Stay nice and close. There you go. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah,
we're ready to go for another show.
Yeah, and tell us again what the Rewind is, because we have the regular Follies, and this Rewind is something new.
Yeah, this is new. It's something we've talked about for a long time. The Follies, starting in about 2005, began using some video pieces in addition to the live stage, and that was a giant technological challenge for everyone. And what it let us do is get people who couldn't devote a month of their lives to being in the live performance but were able to give us an afternoon or a Saturday morning to be in a video that kind of captured what was going on in town at that time. And so they've grown to be from little 30-second snippets to, I guess the longest one we did was the Shoe Tree documentary that was in two or three segments that tried to explain the cosmic importance of the shoe tree through various religious traditions. So the idea of this performance this week is to show 15 or so of these video pieces that we've collected through the years. They're some of our favorites, and just put them in context and sort of look at the history of the town through these videos.
That's kind of funny, the history of talent through the videos, and yet it would be showing that.
Well, it's downright scary to look at this Follies thing and realize it's been going on for 16 years and now to be doing a retrospective of our work. I mean,
you must be getting old. Is that what it's?
Just ancient.
You know, we look back. We had about 50 videos that we've done because in the last 8 years, we probably do six a year. And these things, they do. They track time. If something's new in town, the hospital or the gun club or Kimball Junction,
right.
We do a video about it. And it's a parody and it's humorous. And sometimes they're pretty impactful, we think at least, on how it kind of tracked time and told everybody what was going on. So to look back is a riot. It's something else. We look through these on YouTube and, oh my gosh, they're hilarious. So, yeah, like Tom said, about 13 of them. We're going to talk about what they meant to us at the time, the backstory, things like that, which are great stories. I mean, we laugh about how they were made and who was in them. And, you know, the Mark Raymonds of the world show up in some of these videos. And he's been out of town how long now?
Yeah, several years.
But everybody remembers Mark Raymond.
Everybody. Do you remember Mark Raymond, J-Dub?
I don't.
Everybody but J-Dub remembers Mark Raymond.
You will when you see him.
Okay, maybe that's it. Yeah. And Rick, you've been laughing throughout all of this. I mean, if you're a writer and your material cracks you up, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I mean, what we've looked at is local color. I mean, we've tackled broader topics, but generally they're really local to Park City. I mean, for example, I think of one where we hit the Whiny Mom or the Wileman School, and Ray Timothy, the superintendent of school districts, was the star who talked about Whiny Mom. And there have been times we've actually lost members of the audience at intermission because it hits close to home.
I was I moved here 6 years ago. It'd be this Halloween. It'd be 6 years, and the first Follies I went to was that year, and the Whiny Mom was up, and my girlfriend's kids attended. Wileman. Is that how you pronounce it,
Wileman,
actually? Because
right,
I don't think anyone pronounces it correctly anymore. Everyone pronounces kind of like Whiny Mom.
I think they changed the sign on the outside of the building.
I hope so. But I tell you what, it was hysterical, and it was a great way to come into Park City and learn about what's cooking because of the lampooning that that you all have done. And I just got a kick out of it.
You know, we condense every Park Record and KPCW news, and we condense it into one show for every year. So you can just go to the show and keep up with the news each year. So this show will kind of do that for the last 16 years. You'll be up to, if you're in 6 years, you'll feel like you've been here 16.
Yeah. So all those people who don't get tickets, because the Follies sells out every year, you do it in April, May, and you're up to what, like 8 or 9 shows during the run, and the tickets sell out. So if you haven't been to a Follies, this would be a good catch-up.
Yeah, very, very few people will have seen all of these videos because they go back so far and we don't replay them. So to see, I think Tom and Rick and myself and the creative team and a few actors have probably seen all the videos, but it's I don't think too many people have seen them all because you'd have to have gone to every show.
One of the things that really stands out looking back at them is the growth in how they go together. And Rick is our video editor, and he's like got this whole room in his house that looks like the NSA Computer Center in Bluffdale with multiple screens. And we'll sit there and group edit and cut it here. No, I want like a nanosecond more of the smile. No, then they blink, so cut it back. And we tweak these things, and Rick just powers through them.
There's a lot of drinking and swearing in those
and
sessions.
And laughing. And a lot of laughing.
You may be, but...
Well, and the music selection behind them. I mean, we'll come in and Rick will have done a rough draft or a rough edit on it, and he'll have a musical selection. And every now and then you think, I would never have thought of that, and it's just perfect.
Oh, thanks. Well, I think we have a lot of great fun with it. And the idea of poking fun at ourselves is really, if there's a theme, I think, for us, is, you know, to have a humorous look at who we think we are. Because we think we're pretty special here in Park City. So coming back and attacking us for our entitlement and our thoughts about dogs or our thoughts about whatever they are. I mean, it's just easy. I mean, the city, as Tom says often, just kind of helps write this stuff.
Yeah. So the shows, let me just list it for the listeners, that the shows, you're doing two nights of Follies Rewind. It's next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, 8 o'clock at the Egyptian Theater. It's celebrating part of the Egyptians' 35th anniversary. And, of course, Follies is so integral to that. When do you have any sneak peek about next year's show? When does that start to come together?
We are actually working on it. We have Follies Home Evening every week where the creative team gets together, mostly because Terry Moffat fixes dinner for us.
That's why I show up.
And it's better than anything I'm going to get at home. So, we show up and we're working on it. We're beginning to get the outline of it going.
Yeah, September, October is when we usually start thinking about the April, May show. So we're right on track. We're getting our ideas together and drinking and swearing a lot.
But it's frightening to be this far away from the show and trying to say, well, now what's going to be the hot, relevant topic 6 months from now? Because it takes so long to pull a show together that you have to nail it down early. But, man, you know, you hate to write a whole show about something that nobody cares about in April. And they say, oh, I wonder what that was all about.
Well, I'd like to see a parody of the writers and a film of you guys in wife beater shirts drinking and cursing with cigarettes hanging out of your mouth. Pacing back and forth.
That's not a parody, stuff, though.
And wrestling, Paul. You know,
I'm in.
Yeah, I mean the wrestling's in. But anyway, I'd like to see that. You know, as you guys are putting together your show.
You ever direct videos?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's our next video.
Okay. Good. Sounds good. And is there any cost to this? At the Egyptian?
Yeah, you just call the box office 649-9371. I'm not sure what the ticket prices are, but yeah, you can either do it online or through the box office directly at the Egyptian Theater.
Okay. I'm curious, do you think you've ever shaped public opinion? Have things happened as a result of this? I mean, you guys hammered Vail so hard last year.
You know, the one thing that always comes to mind is a lot of people remember Jean-Louis.
Yeah.
The restaurateur, the chef.
Yeah.
And throughout the entire show, he would say, "I'm Gene Louis, damn it." Yeah. And by the end, the audience would echo that. And he put that on his menu for the next 8 months. He put Jean-Louis, damn it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when guys – and he showed up at every show, made sure he did photographs with everybody each show. I mean, you know, he was kind of a ham. Love the guy.
Yeah.
And there's been many instances like that. Whiny Mom is lexicon now. And
well, think of the word Valians.
Valians,
yeah.
When Channel 2 News comes and interviews us for what's happening in town as opposed to the mayor or a city council person, and they ask us what Valians means, you know you're having some impact.
Right.
There's been a lot of instances like that. And we don't necessarily try and do that. It sometimes just happens.
Well, one of the early things with that was when the hospital opened. And IHC is a pretty conservative, button-down Salt Lake kind of organization. And they opened, you know, what is probably the most expensive hospital on the face of the earth out here. And they're very proud of it, and they spent a fortune on this big video production of the hospital, to introduce everybody to the hospital. And then they learned that they were the target of the Follies, and they weren't quite sure what they meant or what that meant. And they were kind of offended, and they weren't sure what to do with it. And Amy Roberts was smart enough to realize, you guys don't get it. It's an honor to be the target of the Follies.
Of course,
People try to become the target of it. And she finally sold IHC on that, and it worked. But.
And we renamed it the Poshpital.
The Poshpital.
And that kind of stuck for a while.
That stuck, yeah.
Follies Rewind at the Egyptian Theater, October 11 and 12. And creative team members Rick Klein, Paul Tan, Tom Clyde, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you there.
And we look forward to next year's Follies.
Of course.
You listen to KPCW Park City. This is the Morning Mix. We'll return right after these messages.
Rocky Mountain Power is proud to support KPCW and This Green Earth. Rocky Mountain Power offers Watt Smart advice, such as avoiding the use of large appliances like a washer or dryer between 2 and 8 p.m. It helps reduce energy demand and keeps costs down for all of us. More ways to save energy at wattsmart.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street, featuring traditional favorites as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub. Misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
join Utah opera for Bizet's beloved masterpiece, Carmen, filled with passion, jealousy, and betrayal. Experience the story of Don Jose, a soldier who throws away his career and sweetheart for the beguiling gypsy Carmen. Bizet's Carmen, October 8th through 16th at Capitol Theater. For all Utah Opera performances, visit utahopera.org. The Utah Symphony, Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a sponsor of KPCW.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. I'm Christy Dillaway with my co-host, J.W. We are joined in studio by Benita Hutchinson. She's the executive director of One Revolution Foundation. And they are hosting One Rollicking Revel Halloween Bash at O.P. Rockwell next Friday night. Welcome, Benita.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good to have you on the show. Tell us about this big party.
Next Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Sorry.
That's okay. We're hosting One Rollicking Revel. It's our annual fundraiser here in Park City. A really fun event. This year we have an 80s band, so we're going to sort of kick it old school, get the long hair, do some...
That was my era. My era is old school now. Uh-oh.
Yeah, mine too. It's kind of a little sad for me, but it's always fun to go back and relive it. And I've never been to an event with an 80s band and been like, ugh, that wasn't very good.
Right.
It's a guaranteed great night, and we're super excited just to be, you know, here at home and sharing our mission with folks.
I would think that most of our listeners certainly know what One Revolution Foundation is, but if you don't, this is the Chris Waddell organization that he founded. He, of course, is a 13-time Paralympic medalist and founder of One Revolution. And Bonita is the executive director of this organization. And, this whole thing started for him as a skier in Middlebury College in 1988 when he had that tremendous accident that... severed his spinal cord and all of that, but he has become just a champion going out and speaking around the world.
You know, he really has, and that's why he couldn't be with us today. He's out on the East Coast in New Hampshire this week serving our mission. Yesterday alone, he visited three schools in New Hampshire, reached over 2,000 students with our mission. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you. Really teaching kids how he used his life experiences for resilience and how they can apply that to their own lives.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what he's accomplished. So he's, what did you say, 13-time medalist in Paralympic? But
yes.
he's done Winter and Summer Olympics, and that's extremely unusual.
Yeah, only a handful of athletes have that accomplishment under their belt.
And climbed, was it Kilimanjaro?
Mount Kilimanjaro on a hand cycle.
So that is kind of like he's hand-propelling himself up.
It's a bike that you lean forward on your chest, and you pedal with your arms.
So I climbed Mount Kenya, and I didn't see anything that looked like a cycle track. I'm just trying to imagine this is a very rugged climb.
Really rugged. It's rocks and boulders and ash. It's really difficult. He's so both mentally and physically strong. It's really just magnificent to see. And we do have a full feature documentary of Chris's climb called One Revolution.
Uh-huh.
We're really creative with our names around here.
Yeah. right.
And it does show that whole climb and that experience. And I don't want to give the whole thing away for people who haven't seen it, but the lessons that he learns in the film are more powerful than any lessons he really learned throughout the accident.
Benita, as the executive director, you state in your bio that you're dedicated to turning the perception of disability upside down. Tell us about that.
Well, disability movement has always been a passion of mine. I worked for Special Olympics for years, both here in Utah and around the country, and it's something that's always been a passion of mine. And when I met Chris and heard about his message, it really touched me in a way, and I didn't really understand it for a while. And I came to realize I have a son who is dyslexic, and I grew up with siblings who were dyslexic. And when I realized how difficult other people made my siblings' disability for them, telling them that they were stupid, you know, making fun of them in school simply because reading was hard for them, And then Chris's presentation is really all about the labels that you put on each other and how you can turn those around and make them into something positive. It really resonated with me, and it made me see how I wanted the world to see my child. And that, I think, was really profound and what led me to this place where I want everyone to be seen for what they can do and not for what they can't do.
And that's part of the Name Tags Education Program, which reaches over 50,000 students between 3rd and 12th grade. So the Name Tags is to rework the label that you wear that might limit you and replace it with something else.
Yes. Uh-huh. And all of our programming does that. Our education program does that. We fund short films that turn perception of disability upside down. So people telling their story of triumphs and tribulations they've had in their life and how they've sort of overcome the obstacles in their way. And then we're also teaching people with disabilities how to share their stories in a way that changes that perception of disability and sees people for what they can do and not their limitations.
And anyone who wants to get involved and support One Revolution Foundation can put on a crazy Halloween costume, get those costumes ready, come out next Saturday night to OP Rockwell for the One Rollicking Rebel Halloween Bash. Tickets are $75. That includes heavy appetizers provided by Stein Erickson Lodge, two drink tickets, the Breakfast Club, that's the live 80s band. You're having a costume contest and a silent auction. Is that right?
We are, yeah. And last year the costumes were great, but they're not mandatory. We did have a lot of folks that didn't show up in costume.
And when people want to get tickets?
They can go on our website. It's one-revolution.org. You can just click right on it.
And a shout out to Scooter at OP Rockwell. He's been supportive of so many events. And once again, he is supporting us with the KPCW Music Crawl presented by Red Ledges, which we'll be announcing. Maybe I'm announcing it right now, but which will be announced soon. It's going to be November 12th. But so thanks, OP Rockwell. We're looking forward to that. And we want to thank you, of course, for joining us. Benita Hutchinson, who is the executive director of One Revolution. If you don't have plans Saturday night, man, I tell you what.
Get 75 that wig bucks, out, J-Dub.
I've got a couple wigs. And sounds good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. You listen to KPCW in Park City. It's the Morning Mix. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise grants and donations focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our local communities. Grants fund programs that are designed to help kids achieve in the classroom and develop an interest for the outdoors by engaging guests, local communities, and our employees. Information at epicpromise.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com, Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You've been listening to The Morning Mix on Friday, October 7th. We want to thank our sponsors, Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, San Francisco Designs, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Utah Symphony and Utah Opera.
We also want to thank our guests this morning. We started out with Doyle's Hooligans, extraordinary band, Greg Doyle, Mary Finch, Mike Bennett, Michael Giordano, and Bob Smith. We want to thank the folks at the creative team from Follies Rewind, Rick Klein, Paul Tan, and Tom Clyde. And that event will be at the Egyptian on the 11th and 12th. Of October. And we want to thank Benita Hutchinson, who was just with us, Executive Director of One Revolution Foundation. They got a rockin' party at OP Rockwell's next Saturday. $75 includes appetizers, drinks, a couple of drink tickets, and band, and it sounds like a good time.
It's Sounds like an awesome time. You know, I love Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Are you familiar with that band?
Breakfast Club? Yeah, I've seen them at Canyons. They do like a spring groove time. You know, it's a good time to see.
Yeah.
And that was all my era music. That was when I used to love going out and dancing all the time. So
sure.
You know every song, I'm sure, too.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Idol, Madonna.
Of course.
The Clash.
Of course. So we want to thank you all for joining us this morning. This is KPCW in Park City. The